fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. It's 8 p.m. It's Thursday night, and you're right where you should be in front of your radio. Listening to your radio in your next to your bedroom, your clock radio, or maybe you're streaming at fmtalk1065.com, or you're listening on your smartphone on that TuneIn app. Wherever you are, we're glad you're joining us, because with all the lies and all the fake news and all the propaganda out there, you need to be somewhere. We will cut through the issues, turn up your voice, answer your questions, and try to get to the real nub of every issue. And that's what we do here at Common Sense Radio every Thursday night for so many years, the FCC can scarcely believe it. And every week we come back crisp and clear because of the incredible talent that we are able to attract to the engineering board in this place. Even though we miss our beloved Mark Holliday, we have had this able, young, nimble engineer from the University of Mobile who swooped in and is able to make the electrons just dance to his will and bring them to you clean and sanitized and
I don't even think they're wearing
truthful.
Masks.
Yeah. They're good. They're actually obeying. Clean. Because of who? Because of our engineer, Ian Blair.
What's going on, everybody? I'm going to kind of keep this short. I'm a bit tired tonight. It's been a long week, been a long day. But hey, how's it going, everybody? Ian Blair, your producer extraordinaire, back again on the board, running and making sure that this show stays on the air.
Ian's doing a great job, but he can't be tired. He's only like 20 years old, and I said tiredness doesn't even set in until your 40s, okay? That's when it starts to set in your 40s, maybe 50s. Hold off. Resist fatigue. Fight age at every step. All right, but lucky for you, we have adult supervision in the studio. Our director of quality assurance, head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
Great to be here.
We
survived a hurricane, a whole nother cycle of
Afghanistan
Biden destroying everything as fast as he possibly can.
Yeah, Biden destroying everything he touches. Mm-hmm. I will say, shout out to all the folks who have been in the path of Ida and are still suffering. I know there's a lot of, and I have cousins in Louisiana who are still without power. Mm-hmm. And Trent and I actually drove over there and delivered gas yesterday. Aww. We went into Covington because my cousins were about to run. There's no gas, right? You can't get gas over there.
Wow.
And there's no power. So even if you do have gas in the gas station, they can't pump it. They don't have any power. So we delivered some gas to them for their generator, but we got to see the devastation firsthand. The buildings didn't do too bad, but the power lines are devastated.
Oh, yeah.
There's trees down everywhere. And so the power lines, I mean, it's going to take weeks to fix them. I mean, it's like all the power lines are damaged to one degree or another.
Compared to, you know, here's the irony. The Northeast, you know, now they're flooding. Have you seen the news cycles?
Oh, they're freaked out.
Oh, then they're crying. We have trees down. And you want to say, welcome to the living on the hurricane coast. It's just so much biased. And, you know, they almost act like it was just a little storm that blew through Louisiana. But now they're, you know, our basements are flooding. And it is rain. And I think it's coming off of those Ida bands. The same system.
No, I mean, that thing is.
But it's just funny how.
I mean, look, even Monday, when it was already way up into Mississippi, it was pulling just tons of water out of the Gulf. That's why we had so much rain Monday, because it was just dragging water out of the Gulf over top of us.
But I'm thankful we did keep power.
We kept power. We're relatively okay. But pray for the folks in Louisiana, Mississippi, and all the way up through Tennessee, up into the Northeast, because, you know, they're not used to it. And it's bad. So pray for all of those folks. The crazy thing, though, is that, you know, this thing goes through and the Dems want to talk about anything but Afghanistan. So they're like, hurricane. That means global warming. If we don't deal with global warming, this is going to happen every week. You're going to get a hurricane every week. So they're, you know, they're just grasping at straws. It's crazy. But I just wanted to mention, pray for the folks all in the wake of Ida. All right. The Afghanistan debacle just seems to keep getting worse, and I'm afraid it will become even worse.
Well,
I mean,
today it hit me. Rather than it being kind of like the end of a really bad story, like the last chapter, I feel like it might just be the first domino that fell.
Yes.
Honestly. And I mean, I hate to be that pessimistic, but I just think that's...
It's funny
all,
you say that.
I mean,
there's
really
an Israeli agent analyst who said, who wrote a thing out and said that Kabul falling, Afghanistan falling, was the first of many losses around the globe.
I think that kind of hit me today.
It's gonna.
You know,
it's just the first one.
It's been just the visceral, physical illness of just the shame, the corruption, just. You know, again, I have a lot of Gold Star families that, you know, I follow and I stay close with. And this has just been gut-wrenching. Just the
They're just devastated.
And just, like, it's been hard to even comprehend it. But now that we've had a week to mull it, I think that's why I started to think, wow, the Middle East and Israel. And I mean, who knows what all
this
means?
No,
I don't know.
No, and I think you're right. It's maybe the first domino. The Israeli analyst agent that wrote about this. Maybe right, because look, all of our enemies are watching, and they've already had stuff. You know, the Iranian-backed militias in Iraq are demanding that we leave. And, you know, and it's kind of like, well, it won't be hard.
There's been reports of photographs of our stuff is already over there.
Yeah, our equipment's already being used by militias in Iraq and Iran.
But I mean,
yay!
Are we surprised? I mean, no, not really.
No,
but just
it's
speed, the chaos that's just ensued. It's just. It's all happening really fast.
Really fast. And so, you know, Iran, Russia, China, everybody's watching it. And you watch this whole thing. We talked about it last week. I mean, it's literally the worst of Vietnam, the Iran hostage crisis, and Benghazi.
Yeah.
I mean, we totally screw up the ending and withdrawal of a military campaign. We leave people for hostages. And then we don't take everybody out, and we don't back up the people that are trying to get them out.
And no one has taken responsibility. We've had no resignations. Did you see the 90 flag officers?
It's up to 130.
Oh, is it now?
It's up to 130 flag officers have demanded resignations of the Secretary of Defense and Milley and all those. And
we might could even like handle some of this a little bit if we felt like, okay, somebody's paying a price here, some people are getting fired or—
Right.
We're being told this is a wonderful success.
Did you see the speech?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Now, I listened to it because I was in my truck and I'm listening to it. He was like trying to take a victory lap.
Yeah.
You go, you know, this is a really hard decision and nobody else would make it, but I made it and we did it. This is the greatest success, the greatest airlift ever. You know, we did it. It was tough. It was ugly, but we did it and it was good. We did it, you know. We lost this war and all of our credibility and all of our equipment and sacrificed lives for nothing better than anybody else.
Well, somebody said it'd be like if you set like an enormous, you know, great big cruise ship, you intentionally set it on fire. And then you brag the next day that you had almost enough lifeboats.
Almost enough. Right. We set it on fire and we almost got everybody off.
So we had 90% of the lifeboats we needed. Pat me on the back. That's exactly what he said to the American people.
No, it is what he said.
I mean,
and it's disgusting. And it's like he doesn't even recognize how bad it is. But it's not just him. It's the whole Democrat media complex. They're like, all right, this is really bad. But don't worry. Football season's coming, folks. Just keep telling them it's good. They're going to forget. We just got to get through about another week worth of news cycles.
Today,
they will forget.
Now, they did kind of get their wish because I am laughing inside, but they're crying over Texas.
Oh, yeah. No, they're trying to.
And that will be the distraction story for
and
the
they're
week.
The Texas Taliban. And we're going to get into the abortion law down there.
Actually very happy about that.
But, the whole thing, the Build Back Better is for the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the real crime. Here we are on the 20th anniversary, and the way he ended this war and the way he botched the withdrawal and retreat, we lost equipment. We are worse off than the day before 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
The Taliban now controls more territory than they did on 9/11.
And there's
the Taliban
more
has
state.
More money than they did on 9/11.
They have more technology.
And now they have way more equipment and technology than they did on 9/11. And then, you know, there's this lie, oh, but, you know, they don't get along with Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah, they
BS.
Do. Al-Qaeda was praising them.
Yes.
Already.
They're all cousins.
Yeah, they will all come together.
Yeah. They may squabble about each other and they might fight over a goat here and there. But when it comes to the great Satan, they're going to unite and they're going to work together. So it really gets down that nobody's being held to account. These they're so brazen and they're trying to take a victory lap on this. And really what you see, I mean, the CENTCOM commander's out there going, yeah, well, it's useful to work with the Taliban. And Milley said that one of the dumbest things I ever heard. He said, you know, the Taliban is extremely brutal and bloodthirsty. I have personal experience. Whether they've changed or not remains to be seen. And I'm like, what makes you think they've changed at all?
Because when you're
there's
busy
no evidence that
hunting
they've
out
changed.
Imaginary white supremacists from the military ranks, you aren't spending time actually studying your real enemy.
No, and then somebody asked him, is it possible you may cooperate with the Taliban? He said, yes. And then that Jake Sullivan, the guy who actually oversaw the Russia hoax, they asked, well, what about, is it possible we could give them aid? Well, we won't rule that out.
What?
It's unbelievable. If you're incensed and infuriated and have questions about it, give us a call here at 251-343-0106 or a text at the same number. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And hey, if you're looking for a church home, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. I mean, they will teach you things from the Bible. Like, did you know that Jesus Christ advocated for the private property rights of individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murders was commanded by God? Are you aware that God warned us about a coming New World Order? These and many other conservative principles come directly from the Bible. Would you like, so if these are the things you want to learn, think about this. Would you like to attend a church where these and other great truths are preached? Conservative teaching in accordance with the Bible, truth from the Bible? Well, let's invite you to attend Magnolia Springs Baptist Church in Theodore, Alabama this weekend. They stand firmly for conservative biblical principles in the home, church, and society. Their teaching service starts at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. They have a Sunday school at 10 and worship service at 11. Go to their website, magnoliaspringsbaptist.church. They're down there at 6058 Theodore Oz Road. Check them out this Sunday. Teaching service at 9, Sunday school at 10, service at 11. A warm and loving welcome awaits you from a wonderful congregation at Magnolia Springs Baptist Church on Theodore Oz Road in Theodore, just south of I-10, north of Highway 90. Visit Magnolia Springs Baptist Church this Sunday. Check them out. Okay, you brought it up in the thing, and we'll probably get back to Afghanistan here a little bit later. So Texas, they passed two things. They did their election integrity law got passed finally after all of the Texas flea baggers, scratching around the country for a couple of months. They finally got them back. They passed that. But they have the most restrictive abortion law right now, and it's in effect, which is basically anything after a heartbeat is detected.
Well, if you can detect it, 6 weeks,
which is about 6 weeks,
the heartbeat.
Which is about 6 weeks, if a heartbeat is detected, abortion is prohibited. And the other thing is what you were telling me is it grants standing, right?
There's like this aborted person has now like standing in court.
What
I understand.
If you shot me and I was dead, I would have standing.
Yeah.
Or my heirs or whatever would have standing.
And I think that's how I understand it to go. It's definitely not.
But you're not forgotten. You're a person. You didn't just get erased.
It's
a great victory.
It's a huge leap forward in the right direction for Texas.
That's sort of like the personhood thing?
Kinda. I think it might be.
Yeah.
I don't want to debate that exactly. But I do know unfortunately, it does not have the teeth in it that the left is acting like they're freaking out over.
Right.
And you know what? Interestingly, I've been reading a lot of tweets and stuff today on the left because I love to see them when they're
Especially when they're blowing milk through their nose and crying.
And my body, my choice. And then you tweet back, well, what about the vaccine and my mask? And they're like, what? And, you know, it's like it's just so fun to call them on the carpet with the logic on this. But what I have been reading, the common theme is, you know what they're admitting to? They have been using abortion for birth control.
Yeah.
Now, we know that. We've known that.
That's the
problem. But they've always denied it. They would be like, no, it's for rare. It's just that rare case. And
that's why we got to kill a million babies a year.
No, this late. She's actually, I need to find who it was. She's actually, she's a doctor and she has daughters. And she's like, you know, she's wrote this big elaborate, you know, editorial. And what are we going to do? She's like, people, get on birth control now. Use.
Okay.
And we're like, so you weren't doing that before? I mean, like, she basically confesses everything that the left has been denying about why they think it's okay to keep abortion around. Now you basically have to defend, yes, I want to stop a heartbeat. Yes, I am for stopping a heartbeat. And otherwise, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Right.
And that's how it should be.
Well, the problem is they're not standing on their legs. They've got them spread.
Well, yeah. But that's what the court should be doing. And on the right, we should be doing these kind of it may not be perfect. I think zero abortions all the time is the best case scenario.
Right.
But, however, am I super happy anytime we move the goalpost towards right to life and liberty and what true freedom is? Yes. So it does come along slow. And they're understanding. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
the pro-life movement is using the courts now.
And they also, because the Supreme, they tried to get it stayed or an injunction or something, and the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to hear it. You just go, the law's in effect, go file your suits and let the suits work their way through the courts, but we're not going to intervene.
Well,
and that's
funny,
what really made them nuts is because
the
Supreme Court usually goes in and says, okay, y'all can't do that.
And that's
they
why
nullify the
whined.
Law until the court cases come through. But this time they're going, nope, the law got passed, leave it alone.
The Supreme Court doesn't fall on their side, then they cry foul.
Oh, yeah.
And, they're the worst. You know, we're going to be
and
the handmaid's
tale.
And it's not that.
They're literally saying, oh, look, we want to be able to kill people for our convenience. We want to live whatever lifestyle we want, and if we make a mistake, we'll kill them. We'll just kill them. I mean, kind of like leaving people in Afghanistan.
Well,
you know,
Kamala,
we need you to be a translator until we don't need you anymore. All right, bye.
Kamala even said, this is going to, you know, just radically hurt the communities of color. Less black babies will be killed.
Yeah, how does that hurt the community? Because
I mean, you're confessing that you want more black babies to be killed, but of course they won't argue.
They
that.
Won't deal
They'll
with that.
They'll say, "Remember Obama? He said you won't be punished with a baby." Remember that sound?
Punished with a baby?
That's how
or no? And somebody said today, forced pregnancies. People will be forced to give birth.
No,
forced.
There is one way to make a baby.
Yeah, there's only one way to make
and
a baby,
no
and
one
nobody forced
you to
do that. Now
and
you
if
got
they
raped.
Do,
that's different.
Then you would
that's
call that rape,
thing.
And you have legal standing.
But if you weren't raped,
otherwise
nobody forced you to make a baby.
Correct.
And but the baby
don't
didn't
like
ask
to deal with
for
that
it.
Reality.
The baby didn't ask for whatever you know lifestyle you were doing. And the thing is, it's so crazy. It's not that hard if you want to be slutty. Get on birth control.
Well,
that's not that hard.
I mean, it's just talking about like disease control and stuff. I mean, we hear everything about how to not spread disease. I mean, it's actually just these are just things you should be doing.
No,
anyway.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
and
be.
Let me add.
Multiple partners,
I'm not putting it all on the women, guys. If you're doing the same thing, you need to use birth control because if you make it, you need to pay for it. Don't be going around spreading that seed, thinking you're the big man. You pay for what you do. Don't get me putting these mouths to feed and then don't do that. It's on them as well. We're not just putting this all on the women.
It's just more and more. I feel like everywhere you turn now, you just see more clearly. This is a battle for good over evil.
It is evil.
And that's all it is.
It's
and,
that
you know,
simple.
You cannot create flowery language to change a truth. You know, you just
no,
can't.
You can't.
And that's what we've
And that's
we've
all the euphemisms.
Had to put up, yeah, we've kind of had to pro-choice. Put up with it. And now I feel like anytime when any ground is made in the right direction, the left just loses their mind.
No, they absolutely lose their mind, and it is kind of funny to watch because they are apoplectic about it. They're talking about
Hillary,
the Texas Taliban.
Yeah, Hillary was coming
Hillary's
today.
Out there, but it really boils down to one simple thing: you all just want to kill another life if you are inconvenienced. You want to take a life because you've been inconvenienced, and you don't want to be responsible enough to guard against creating a life that you might have to take. I mean, when you get down really into it, see how sick that is? How callous that is? That you're willing to go, I got a little miracle of life going on here. Not a good time.
But the thing is, people don't.
Let's flush that thing.
The little meme that's going around where there's like one girl and she's holding back a girl by her hair and forcing her to look. It's a meme now going around.
Yeah.
And really, that little scary image does sum up what is happening. People don't want to look.
No,
they don't
want
to think about. Remember, this is no different than the ovens.
Right.
In Germany.
No, it isn't. We don't want to see the Jews in the ovens. We don't want to see the baby in the womb.
These are the ovens. These are the ovens, and we still have people defending it. And I always say, do not confuse God's silence with his approval. There will
exactly.
be a reckoning. There is a line.
We might be living it.
I don't know. But, I mean, it just gets to be where you think about the Old Testament when the
That's
child
right.
sacrifice. And how is this any different?
It's not any
it
different.
It isn't.
And see, the euphemism, they hide from it. And I know this gets very graphic. But I say, okay, all you ladies who want to go for abortion, let's get the pictures. Let's get the pictures up on the screen of how they go into the forceps and they – you know,
it's
they dismember the child or they suck
right.
its brains out. Let's get the graphic pictures and the little body parts and let's walk through each step. And then when we're done, I want you to look at us, ladies, and say, yes, it's my body. I want to murder that thing.
It's a composite.
Tell us that you want. That's just, hey, but it's a win. We're not trying to be.
It is a win. And
it's
I'm
a win. But hey, we'll be back with calls and texts. If anybody calls, come on. 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
It's back. It's the bottom of the hour. I just had a wrestling match with a headset. I've never had that before. But I won. Took 30 seconds, but I won.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Common Sense Radio at the bottom of the hour. We bring aboard a Mission First Mortgage. Folks, if you're home shopping, you're home buying, you need to be pre-approved, pre-qualified, have that financing letter in hand, and you need to go to the best mortgage company you can find in Mobile, and that's Mission First Mortgage. They are mission-focused, mission-oriented, ready for you. Their whole focus is and mission is you, your financing pre-approval. Go to mission1stmortgageinc.com. That's mission1stmortgageinc.com. Or look, give Brian Dewberry a call at 251-289-1141. He runs the place. He's an old Marine, and he's all about the mission. And the mission is you, your financing. Be pre-approved, pre-qualified. Do not lose out on your home. Go to Mission First Mortgage. Give them a call at 251-289-1141. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
To those neighbors and allies who share our freedom, we will strengthen our historic ties and assure them of our support and firm commitment. We will match loyalty with loyalty. We will strive for mutually beneficial relations. We will not use our friendship to impose on their sovereignty, for our own sovereignty is not for sale. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. Our forbearance should never be misunderstood. Our reluctance for conflict should not be misjudged as a failure of will. When action is required to preserve our national security, we will act. We will maintain sufficient strength to prevail if need be, knowing that if we do so, we have the best chance of never having to use that strength. Above all, we must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors.
All right, folks, that is President Reagan in his first inaugural address on the 20th of January, 1981, over 40 years ago. And I picked that excerpt to contrast Joe Biden's victory speech about his Afghanistan debacle, this fiasco that he's created over there, leaving Americans behind enemy lines, leaving dogs. He left the military dogs there. I mean, how cruel and callous is that? But Reagan talks about that peace is our highest aspiration. We will negotiate for it. We will sacrifice for it. But we will not surrender for it, now or ever, or until Biden is in the Oval Office. And that's essentially what we just did. We just surrendered a 20-year campaign to keep terrorism from coming back to our shores, to keep the forces of evil from, you know, reorganizing and coming back to our homes. We just surrendered in hoping that they'll be peaceful. And you see mealy-mouthed generals going, oh, this isn't a military operation. It's a diplomatic mission now to get those people out. Mm-hmm. And we hope to find, you know, a cooperation with the Taliban. Folks, we surrendered. We surrendered the Americans. We surrendered our equipment. And we, most of all, we surrendered our credibility. We threw American credibility and trustworthiness out the Taliban window. It's gone. Nobody will trust us. Nobody will work with us. Even the UK defense minister said this week that the United States of America is no longer a superpower. That's what we lost. We lost our superpower status this week. And they're like trying to say, oh, no, it was going to be bad and ugly no matter what. I mean, that was how Biden's thing. Oh, it's going to be ugly no matter what. I just had the guts to do it. No,
it hadn't been. Think about the stability in the world, not to mention the Middle East, at the latter part of Trump's
right. He time. Had it under control, and now you're going to see all the terrorism come back.
And you know where it's going to come back to? The big old blue cities.
Yeah.
I mean, it could come anywhere.
It could come anywhere.
There was already a story. It got buried. It came and went. It was in Texas. I want to say Lubbock, Texas. There was a terror.
Really?
It got buried. It's one of
got
those.
Got buried like immediately. Came,
it was some
Allah Akbar
but
guy.
But it said he was inspired by the rise of the Taliban. Again, and then also in Australia, like within the last 24 hours.
No.
So all of this kind of, you know, again, I think it hasn't even been that long on this show. I said, you know what? It's almost like terrorism has just disappeared. Because after COVID sprang up, we just, you never really hear about, like, I mean,
now?
I follow Robert Spencer, and I mean, there's always stuff going on in France. But again, on the world stage,
there hadn't been a lot.
It had been a pushback because.
Well, yeah,
they
place. Trump took out Soleimani in Iraq, right. And the Iranian guy in Iraq, they took him out, and the pictures were, oh, man, they took that guy out. He was in a lot of pieces.
And now we have the resettlement issue. Again, I have all the compassion for any human being, but to just assume you can bring hundreds of thousands of people that have born and lived in Afghanistan and they're going to adapt to our sensibilities in Western culture and that it's all going to be okay.
Ask Sweden.
Hey,
Sweden.
Listen, it's one thing to want to escape the Taliban.
Right.
It's another to want to be a blue-blooded American. No. Like, I mean, like, those things are not even close
no.
to being the same.
Well, and there's another point to all that. They brought out, what, 130,000, 40,000 people, and now we are 120, whatever it is, 120,000, 140,000 people. Only 5,000 or so were Americans. And then we find out, oh, we bought our Afghan allies. And then there's all these translators in Afghanistan going, what about us? What about all?
Supposedly,
and there's all these people. So
Yeah.
Who are the people you brought? They don't even know who the 100,000 people are they brought. They just said, well, okay, you look okay. Get on the plane.
And listen, have you heard any more of the details about, for instance, the group that went with, it's escaping my mind, the Nazarene Fund that did all the charter flights just because.
Oh, and the State Department is thwarting them.
Like, today I heard the real details about how at every turn, they would actually have people on planes loaded up. They would turn them around. You say they were trying to make it as hard as possible. They were, and they did.
No, because they don't want anybody to show.
Unconscionable.
It's all about the optics. They can't have the Nazarene Fund bring people out and show that Biden failed. So they would rather they die. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Because that can
be covered.
What
they're doing. They're hoping, I hope your plane crashes or you go back. I mean, it is crazy. It's actually panic thinking by people who are out of control.
And aren't competent to start with.
Not even competent to start with. And their only goal is not what's right, but what's good for the party. What's good for the progressive movement. What's good for whatever makes
Sleepy
Joe.
Hey, and can we just talk about checking the watch? Joe checking the watch.
Wait, let me finish this. We got to talk about checking the watch. I got something on that. Let me just add on this the thing, and I'll get off this. I picked this to go with my column this week, Losing Afghanistan and America. Go to renewamerica.com. Check it out. The column this week is, we're not just losing Afghanistan. We're losing America. There's no accuracy in the information. And without accountability for these failures, because we make mistakes, but you got to have accountability. Without accountability, the UK defense minister's right. We have just lost our status as the last superpower because we have a bumbling idiot who has squandered our credibility, squandered our resources. So, folks, we're not just losing Afghanistan. We're losing America. This is much more serious than you thought. Go to renewamerica.com now and check it out, this week's column. Okay, checking the watch. Take it away.
Well, I just, you know, that was, again, talking about optics. It's kind of funny. It's almost like sometimes poetic justice. It's just, you know, your goal, obviously, is to not look bad, to spend this.
Right.
But yet, you're the one who checks your watch every time a flag-draped casket goes by, like, as if you have somewhere. Well, he probably does, because he's all but admitted. I mean, when he comes out with, I've been instructed to take questions only from such and such at MS, or I mean, it's almost like these Freudian slips. It's becoming pretty clear, you know, and we've always, I mean, maybe he does have somewhere else he's supposed to be, but still, you talk about what kind of disrespect
is a total disrespect.
There's even really no word for it.
And one of the Gold Star fathers said that he talked to him briefly, and he said, literally, I talked to him because he was the president, and he talked more about his son than mine.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, I was just disturbed and disgusted by that. He had no words. But now, I heard a caller on another show today give a different take on the watch thing, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. The guy calls into some other show, which not be named, because we're better. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was a good call. The guy said, him checking his watch for everyone was maybe not disrespect. It was a sign of his dementia. People who have Alzheimer's or dementia don't know where they're at, so they lose their place.
And that's your innate barrier.
They start getting anxious, going, where am I? What am I supposed to be doing?
So it sets you back to center when you look at your watch.
Right. So he's starting to forget, what am I doing here? How long am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to move? So he starts fidgeting and getting anxious.
He
going,
he can't just stand still.
He can't just stand still because he's starting to question, how long are we supposed to be here? Was I supposed to go answer a question?
I think that's
And the guy
true.
Related, he said his grandmother had dementia, and what she would do, he watched her in this episode where she goes, where are my car keys? Where are my car keys? And she went rifling through her purse. Oh, my God. It took 2 minutes to find her car. Oh, here they are. I got them. Okay, I thought I lost them. And she throws them back in her purse, zips up her purse. And 2 minutes later, where are my car keys? Where are my car? And she does it over and over again.
That's about all he could do. And stand. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
So that was an interesting take.
That goes back to when Obama was in office. There was this long with the birth certificate. Everyone's like, do you think he's a Muslim? Do you think he's a Muslim? And finally, I'm like, does it matter? Because how would it, if he were, if he weren't, how would he be acting different? And you can't answer that question because the same amount of damage is being done.
Yep.
So whether Biden's evil or he's just way down the dementia road, it makes zero difference.
And actually,
the damage is being done.
The damage is being done. And this goes to the point, I think Obama's pulling the strings.
Yeah.
Well, Biden isn't pulling these strings because think about it. Would Biden or Obama want a week in America? Would Obama want to see Muslim entities gain strength? Weaken America so we could get into the global order? That was Obama's agenda. But he couldn't have done this, right? Because if he did this, there'd be real outrage. We knew you were Muslim. But he sends Sleepy Joe to do it and works it from behind the scenes. Or you have to wonder, is China in charge? Is Obama in charge? Susan Rice, who's in charge? We will take calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. We want to remind you, if you need a church home, you need to check out Magnolia Springs Baptist Church, because that is your home for Bible-based teaching, which is conservative teaching. It's things that people don't even think about. Did you know that Jesus Christ advocated for the private property rights of individuals? Did you know the death penalty for murderers is commanded by God? Or did you know that God warned us about the coming New World Order? These are all conservative principles that come directly from the Bible. Why wouldn't you go to a church that teaches directly from the Bible and shows you where the conservative principles, the ones that work, you see them in red states all the time versus blue states and blue cities. Why wouldn't you go to that church where those great truths and other great truths are preached every Sunday? Look, we want to invite you to come out to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church this Sunday in Theodore, Alabama. They're at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. They're down there. There's a firmly conservative biblical principles taught, and they believe that those conservative biblical principles should be in the home, the church, and society. Look, they got a teaching service that starts at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, followed by Sunday school at 10. Bring your kids. They got a great kids Sunday school worship service at 11. Learn more. Go to their website at magnoliaspringsbaptist.church. And look, go this Sunday. A warm and loving congregation waits to welcome you. They're a wonderful bunch. Been around for over 150 years there. Magnolia Springs Baptist Church on Theodore Dawes Road, just south of I-10 and north of Highway 90. Check them out this Sunday. All right. James had texted in quite a while ago, are the Atlanta suburbs sorry how they voted? And I would say, good point, James, except I don't think they voted that way.
No. And
I think it was stolen.
Again, more came out. They say now they found all these ballots that definitely it makes up for the margin.
Oh, yeah. No, they found more fraudulent ballots than the margin of victory.
Is covered.
Yes. There's way more questionable ballots.
So conveniently, than the timing on all that, again, overshadowed.
Right. But,
who knows?
And still the big story, obviously, that we're all just reeling and railing against, reeling from and railing against, is this unbelievable fiasco in Afghanistan and how they're not even taking accountability for this thing. And they're trying to spin this thing as, it's okay. It's a win. My question is, who did Biden make a deal with?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't have made a plan that says, yes, we'll leave $85 billion in equipment for the enemy to use. Nobody makes that plan.
It's a
unless
lot
it was
of stuff
an agreement.
Too. Someone had put it like in a chart with like little icons.
Oh, yeah,
Have you seen that?
Oh, it's crazy.
It's way more than I imagined when I looked at it like with numbers and the little picture to help you in your mind.
They're like the fifth best armed army in the world.
It's a lot
now.
Of stuff. It's not just like, oops, we left that behind.
No, it's
terrible.
It was
a lot.
So you
got to
wonder,
stuff.
Did they make a deal with somebody?
Well, remember pallets of cash. And
pallets
I mean, this
of, and there's
really
cash
new.
In this.
Yeah, there's really nothing new going on
no,
here.
No, there's
just,
nothing
it's,
new.
Well, and it also is not unrelated to COVID. And
so,
COVID fascism is still ramping up, and that fight's still going.
See, that takes me. Did he make a deal with the Taliban, or did he follow orders from Beijing?
That's the one I would lean for.
You
got
to wonder.
The latter is the
most. Here we are.
When you think about the corridor to all those natural resources, when you combine all of that, it's
so what
hard
are you
going
to say when all of a sudden the Chinese are running Bagram Air Base here in a few weeks or months?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
What are you going to say when they start doing all the taking the rare earth minerals out there, and they just give a wink and a nod to Taliban, Al Qaeda? Y'all go do what you want, the Americans. We don't care.
And they own.
It could
most
be because
of the stuff to make a battery. And oh, by the way, all cars are going to be made out of batteries now. So, I mean, like, when you start pulling back and you see how these puzzle pieces start fitting, it's like the closer you get to the end of a puzzle, you know, it's easier to put together.
Right, okay, I see that.
Because
right.
You start, it's getting easier and easier to put the puzzle together. Because
see, what's
the
crazy is there's
together.
Demonstrable stuff, yep. Evidence out there, not stuff, evidence that, wow, there's something wrong here. We're doing things that are in favor of China at every turn, and the president's son gets a lot of money from China. There's a lot of connections to China.
He's not compromised at all.
No, they're not compromised. No, we're not going to investigate that. That can't be anything. But, you know, we think one of Trump's sons went to Moscow one time, and we're going to investigate that. See, it's just absolute. It's so brazen. It's insane. You just got to wonder.
And just remember, folks, nothing's disconnected.
No,
the
it's
World
not.
Economic Forum, all of these things connect to China, to the big players,
I think
to COVID
so.
Fascism. All of it is connected.
I think so. And I think this investigation needs to go all the way to the top, but it needs to start. There needs to be accountability. People need to be fired. This was a fiasco. We lost our superpower status. We sacrificed American lives for nothing. Let's get Kevin from Mobile.
Yep.
And I think he has some thoughts on that. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Well, a couple of things. One, when you were talking about the president watching, looking at his watch every few minutes right there, you know, I'm not a doctor, not a nurse, not a psychiatrist right there, but my grandmother used to do the same thing. She would look at her watch. She would fumble around. She would move her coffee cup there. And it's sad to prop this man up there the way that they're doing right there. Personally, I think that Nancy Pelosi and her little gang are behind this whole thing. Because you think about it. You go ahead and you put Biden in there by default. All of a sudden, we get rid of him. Okay, Kamala, she's next right there. We're going to get rid of her. They're the double duo right there, so we're going to get her out. Who's in line? Nancy Pelosi right there. So a lot of people look around and say, oh, man, you're crazy. Let me tell you what, they're all evil, but let me tell you what, she's been there, 40-something years, and they're wanting their turn right there to try to just screw America as hard as they can. The other thing is right there with your Joint Chief of Staff and your Secretary of Defense, let's face it, you know, 4-star general, General Austin, I mean, he spent 41 years in the military. Thank him for his service. God bless him for that. But you're going to sit there and tell me that a man that loved his country and loved his troops this much right there, I mean, let's face it, he was commander for the 3rd Central Command, and he's going to get up there with General Milley and sit there and spew the venom that they are? If that's the case right there, they need to step down immediately right there.
They do.
These men led these men and women into battle, and they're going to turn their backs on them just like this and leave $82 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world?
No, they're clueless, Kevin. Any grunt on the ground knows more. This guy spent 40 years in the military. You'd think he'd know better. Any grunt who has a 4-year hitch and has done a tour on the ground in Afghanistan understands it better than General Austin or Secretary of Defense Austin or Milley.
Thank you. These people right there, they propped him up there as well. And what you said about Obama being behind the scenes too, yeah, there's a double duo back there because, like I say, hey, these people are not smart enough to pull off what they've done. So there's somebody propping them up in the back here. But let me tell you what, our military, from an E-fuzzy all the way to a 4-star, should be screaming at the top of their lungs to their congressmen and their senators right now for the travesty that's happened to our troops.
Well, we need to scream for them because the troops in the ranks, it's really tough for them to, because that's like disobeying orders. That's where we, the citizens, need to holler for them.
But you know what? They've got wives and husbands and mothers and fathers and sons and daughters that can be their advocates to come out there without them pulling rank of doing their duty right there and being a treasonistic person right there. But there's enough people out there that are so fed up and tired of this right now because the American people are a laughingstock of the world right now.
It is. Kevin?
I
appreciate it. We're up on the hard break. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling. Great call. It's time for all those generals to resign or be fired, and really Biden should resign himself. Folks, have a great Labor Day weekend. Pray for all of our troops. Pray for the people from Ida. Pray for the people in Afghanistan's way and left in Afghanistan. The dogs, too.
Yep.
And, honey, it's time to come home.